Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, birds and squirrels, we're all up in this barn today, and we're glad you tuned in. And no, the sun is not shining for those of you looking out your windows. It's a rainy day, but the rain is beautiful, in my opinion.
You know what I was just thinking? Okay, so only if you were an American could you rhyme girls with squirrels.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But you said girls and squirrels.
What do you say?
We say girls. And squirrels.
Squirrels.
It actually really would upset me. Certain like children's storybooks that you'd read your children. And you have an accent, right? This English accent. And when you'd say the poems, it wouldn't rhyme for us. You know?
Hey, Leslie, how do you say like, squirrels? Come here.
Come here.
Come here. No, just say it in your special British.
Just tell me. There's a little thing
squirrels.
Out there.
Squirrels.
Oh, it almost sounded American.
No, squirrels.
Squirrels? You do not.
Oh, squirrels.
You know what?
Squirrels. The difference is that I'm giving it two syllables. And
yeah,
the Americans
squirrels.
Are just going squirrels.
Yeah, squirrels.
Squirrels.
Well, why do you say it pathetic, though, in the American?
Hey, speaking of Leslie, I got to tell on her so quick. And because we only have a half hour potty today, guys, so we have to run.
Let's get it.
Quick. But it's so cute. You know how we talked about John, whose special heart for the praying mantises, he's raising them from babies?
Yeah.
And I asked John, when I came in here today, Serene, you didn't arrive yet. How are your praying mantises?
You said this.
Yes, because they're his babies. And he said they're doing well. They're into their fourth molt. And I said, does Dawn love them? And he's like, not exactly. And I said, do you go spend time with them? And he's like, oh, yeah, they're out on my porch and I go spend time with them.
John's their mother.
Oh, my goodness.
He is Mother Nature as far as they're concerned.
Do you feel like a mother to them, John, or a father to them?
Yes, please take Danny's.
It's a very important question.
Oh,
that's very
off
important.
The stand.
Because God is both mother
our
and father. He
tech
has two
set
parts
up here.
Yes,
because
he's a nurturing heart.
He's a nurturing heart. So.
Serena, I am both mother and father
to
them.
You're
He's channeling his
God parenthood.
Just trying to keep him alive. Let him get big enough so I can let him go out to the world. And
are you going to do like get to make some special praying mantis wings for yourself so that you can teach them how to escape into freedom?
No.
See, you can put
already granted
paint
them that
on
information.
Your face.
Flapping through his backyard and they'll be following him.
And then he'll show them how to rub
that.
Their side rib. You know, like you know, praying mantises do that? Do they have a little elbow they stick up and rub?
You know, Danny.
And he'll be like,
Do you and I sit and mock how much they love the human babies?
I know, but
aren't we all God's creatures?
I can't even
aren't we
get
all
there.
God's creatures,
I can't even
Danny?
Get it. Human babies and praying mantises.
But listen, picture John, and he'll be
John
flapping his special sewn on praying mantis wings, Serena. He'll be like, "Come on, my children."
No, he'll have made them out of copper.
Yes. Okay. Oh my goodness, I've got to speak about precious Leslie here.
What about Les?
She told me before that you all got here, because we were having some precious Leslie and Pearl time.
I wasn't invited.
No, well, you got here late.
Rats.
She was like, so I got my hens are broody, and they have a rooster, but the rooster's too small, so he doesn't do the job. He doesn't give them real chickens, right? He has the fun, but he does not give them any real babies.
Yeah.
And so two of her hens, she said, have completely gone broody, means they think they have eggs in their nest and they won't do anything. They'll just look after the nothingness in their nest.
Oh.
And so Leslie went and sent her Popsy to find special fertilized eggs. And this is not because she wants chickens.
Eggs for them, eh?
Yes, Serene. She feels their special broody hearts and she's putting the eggs underneath so that they can experience motherhood because she feels their hearts.
Oh.
That's beautiful, actually. Sorry for John, but I actually feel Leslie's.
You feel Leslie's?
Yeah, I feel Leslie's.
That you wee Bonnie lass.
10 points for 21 days in on their real brooding.
Yeah, well, from today,
Aww. Oh, from today. In 21 days, we'll know.
Bless her beautiful brooding heart.
These are actually Leslie's babies. Mm-hmm. The chickens are sort of a
hey,
like
Leslie,
a
are we allowed to tell... Tim will get rid of this if we're not. Are we allowed to tell your other news?
Well, come here, Leslie Pops.
Wait, what other
come
news?
Come here, Leslie Pops. Okay, no, come here onto the microphone.
What's the other news?
What's the other news?
You wee
come
Bonnie
on
lass.
My microphone for this, Les.
Well, none of us would thought we'd hear that words steep down. I did, though. But you never thought you'd say them.
I didn't.
Wait. Wait for it. And whenever you're ready.
Steve and I are getting married in September.
Oh my goodness.
You wee Bonnie lass.
I got tears. Oh. So exciting. I've got goosebumps.
I do. I got like, the goosebumps down my arms.
And she's got the tears. Phil told me just like 2 days ago and I had an absolute, like I thought that I couldn't breathe through the news. It's just too amazing.
You wee Bonnie lass.
Whoa.
Congrats, Leslie.
Oh, I said, what are you wearing for it? And guess what she said to me? Well, I'm buying a new pair of farm boots.
Oh, that's so cute. A shiny farm boots and a sundress. I like
it. So there's going to be a wedding.
It's perfect, Leslie. Practical purchase. It's practical, Les. Anyway, let's get on quickly to... And thank you, Leslie. You just said practical and this whole party is practical.
Brilliant.
I wanted to talk about just some grocery finds that have been really rocking my world, eh? Mm. And I just wanted to talk about them and just talk groceries. Why not?
Let's do.
One thing I have found that is completely good for me, because I open jars and cans, use maybe a quarter, and then it will go in my fridge and last there 6 months.
Are you going to save my whole conundrum about that?
I'm saving your world on one thing. This is
amazing. If you put the cans in the fridge, you're like putting toxic metals in
them. I know, but you say to
yourself,
I'm going to use that next meal or I'm going to use that tomorrow.
And if you put it in a little baggie, they get lost.
And they just rot.
What are you going to do?
Especially this was the case because I love olives, but I don't use them that often. But now I am just because of what I found. Ooh. You open a can of olives, you use maybe 8 olives, right, on your personal meal. 6 to 8, maybe 8 to 10. You put them back in the can.
What about 8 and a half?
Yeah.
You're so specific.
That's what I was thinking.
Or in a 6 to 8, maybe 8 to 10. I'm like, you actually count these things, bro?
When I clean out my fridge once every 6 months,
yeah,
you know, yeah, Leslie's horrified at my fridge. It's a horrific findings in there. Things are very scary.
There's and like eight
many,
to ten.
Yeah, many
like
of them are olives
items
that I never use. So maybe some of you guys know this, but I was in, I think I got them at Wally. It was either Wally or Kroger. These amazing little punnets of perfectly sized olives for your meal. So I put olives on. I'm going to tell you about this awesome salad olive recipe that's just rocking my world. They're perfect little punnets. You open the little lid, in there you've got quarter cup, your perfect size, and it comes in like a set of 8.
Wow.
And so you throw nothing away.
Like yogurt cups?
You waste, yes.
That type
of like little, okay, the other thing is applesauce cups. Yeah. It's those, you know, the half ones.
But they're smaller.
Maybe. So applesauce is another thing. When I make my Auntie Pearl muffins from the Trim Healthy Future book, it calls for... I think 1 cup or half cup of applesauce. I don't know. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't use applesauce for anything else apart from that recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So I was buying big things of applesauce. Same thing. Moldy in the fridge.
Oh, that's gross. I can just see it.
Yeah. But now I just buy my little half cup ones. I use them for the recipe and they're my olives. And since I've discovered these and they have organic ones, I've just been using so many olives because it's the novelty of it all. Like, I love not wasting food.
Interesting. It actually kind of helps you eat more like good foods because you don't have to sweat the waste of a big bulk.
Exactly.
That's smart.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And I'm going to tell you this awesome salad that has been rocking my world with the olives. But before I do, can I tell you
something?
If I'm acting weird and swallowing weird, I'm just eating my yak yum.
I know.
Do you see how it's thicker? I blended okra into it.
I want some, Serene.
You won't like it. But you
got the raw egg yolks in it. Hey, I discovered something about olives because when I saw these, I went nuts. I bought the black olives, the 8-pack of them. I brought the Kalamata olives, which I love, and the green olives. Mm. So I took them all home and I was about to make this salad that I was dreaming up in my head. And so then I thought, well, I'll look at nutrition facts. You know, olives have fat. I just want to see how much. I discovered that Kalamata olives, okay, they're very briny and delicious and I love them and they're full of health benefits. Their sodium is out the wazoo compared to black olives, which are quite fine. Now, maybe that's why they're so good, but it's not mineral salt, people. So it's refined salt. So this is what I discovered. I did a test. Mm-hmm. I made the same salad, one with black olives, one with Kalamata olives.
Yeah.
Kalamata olives are also 3 times the sodium, 3 times the fat, and 3 times the calories. Well, that's all fine. They're an S fuel.
Mm-hmm.
But the sodium, I think, is what did it. So I'm going to tell you this salad, and then I shall tell you what the difference in the olives did to me.
Okay.
And this, I think it's just because I'm postmenopause, because sodium didn't used to give me water retention, and it does now. It's just my season, but I can deal with that. You know, I've got many other great things in this season. Okay, so this is it's actually going to go in my wisdom book. There's meat in my wisdom book, but this is a plant-only one, and I get my protein in a drink. I have my drink. I have a chocolate milk and I put hemp protein and collagen in it. And I always pair it with this salad. I've had this salad 3 times now. But so what it is, it's just I lay down a huge, huge, huge pile of greens. And this salad is so smart. I call it like the wisdom S salad because it's an S and it's using multiple sources of S, but it's not heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easily burned by the body. It feels like you're really indulging in the greatest fats like the earth has to offer, but they're not too much. They're wise. And so I lay down a huge, huge pile of greens. And I always like chop my greens. Even if it's spinach, I like it chopped.
So that means it's extra huge.
Extra huge. I do.
Because when you chop them down, they go down.
I know. I do romaine and I do spinach, a combination, but you can do whatever you want.
So are you measuring your extra huge after you've chopped them or before?
No, I just shove them on a plate and I chop. And if it doesn't look big enough for my volume eating, I add more.
Okay, grand.
Then, I get 1 teaspoon of MCT oil. And you're like, Pearl, why 1 teaspoon? You're an S because I'm adding other fats. Mm-hmm. And I do this special trick for those of us who are in more challenging weight seasons where we don't burn maybe as well as Serene, who's so just a young and still in a reproductive season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anyway, so I massage this 1 teaspoon of MCT or olive oil into the salad and every little leaf gets succulent and massaged and a little bit fatty. It's the perfect bed for what you're going to put on next, which is a lovely vinaigrette. And so I put on balsamic. And I've got a hack for balsamic, which I'm going to tell you in my book. I'm not going to tell you it here.
Well, that's...
Isn't that mean? Is that too mean?
It's mean because...
But I've got to save something for my book. I'm giving even recipes all the time.
We won't know what to do with the balsamic.
Okay, then I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know how people are into... balsamic can have a lot of carbs.
Yes. Well, especially if you buy the reduced ones that are just almost like a syrup.
Yeah, but all the fine ones, if you want to get a good aged balsamic, usually they can be 8, 10, 12 carbs. I buy one with 2. Mm-hmm. We've always said buy 2 or 3 and that's max because you're having these with their salads. You don't need all that sugar, right?
Right.
But I love a sweet balsamic.
Oh, really? I don't.
Okay, maybe you won't like this hack then, Serene, but for all my other people... Mm-hmm. Here's what I do. I always buy 2 balsamics now. One is my regular for regular needs. The other one is my hacked balsamic. I turn it into a sweet aged balsamic.
Wow.
I get like 1.5 to 2 tablespoons of super sweet, shove it in the full bottle, shake, and you swear you spent $25 on an aged balsamic.
Oh,
you don't have to put sweetener in your vinaigrettes anymore.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So the sweetness is what people really want.
Yeah,
when they're seeking
you can
an
get
aged.
All aged fig balsamic, or they call them all these names.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tested mine up straight up next to them, and I'm just good with it. And it cost me like $3.
Yeah, that's a hack.
Okay, you gonna buy my book anymore, people?
Yeah, because you just gave them an example of the riches found on every page.
Yeah, this is that good advertising. Riches, you should share everything.
Okay, so I do I shove my hacked balsamic on. I shove some ACV
on. Shove and hack. Wow, these are great.
I shove some Bragg liquid aminos. Mm-hmm. Then I toss that in the massaged lettuce. Then I sprinkle on nutritional yeast, quite a bit of it. Then I put on little cayenne pepper. That's my bed.
Yes.
Now, on this bed, I put some lovely Vidalia chopped onion. You don't have to, but I'm so into raw onion lately.
Yeah, it's so good. So high in the sulfur and the silica.
It is. And it's so anti-cancer. I don't know. I used to hate it. And now I'm just addicted to it. Then I put in my little punnet and I chop them. My little punnet of olives.
They're just the blacks.
Yep. And I chop each one into like three. So my plate is really rather chock full of olives. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put on half a avocado diced.
Oh.
So I've got olives and avocado and then
the
MCT oil. Yeah, so then I've got my
MCT oil. Which gives a silky feel.
It's the whole salad is silky. I should call it silky salad. That's what I should call it. Okay, thank you for the name.
There you go. Just send me a dollar every month for, you know, for the royalties.
Name. It just sounds
silky
special.
Silky salad is such a good name. Okay, so then I have my my protein drink with it.
Now, did I miss the feta cheese?
So good. No, because this is dairy-free. I've got another Greek salad in my book with a bit of feta, and I do it in a Wise Light-S way too. See, this is a Light-S salad, people.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you feel like you're being blessed with the best fats of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do not feel fat-deprived in one tiny way. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I did this with black olives the first night, and I wanted to experiment to see what sodium does to me. I woke up. Scale was good, you know, just the way I am. I was really going well. I did it with the Kalamata ones, which gave me like 760 milligrams of sodium. Plus, I put a little bit of the Bragg's, just the same as I did. That morning, I could barely move my ring, and the scale was up like 1.5 pounds. And I knew
which
it wasn't
isn't fat.
It's not fat. It's just fluid, and it was gone in a day or and a half. So here's what I said to myself, Pearl. If you really want the Kalamata olives, next time just know that you're going to retain water.
Yeah, exactly. That's interesting. Now, that, like you said, it's not everyone's going to retain water
not
from
everybody.
Them, just in your season. But you're speaking to your season.
But I love my season so much. I'm just, I go with my season. It's not like, I'm not having faith to believe to walk out of that. Maybe I could, like I'm going to walk out of sodium retention. I just deal with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that's totally fine. And I just love how you just have such a great positive outlook and such a you're so focused and just learning how to wisely walk through the menopause. I just so love it because I was thinking the other day. This is just a 5-second little rant.
Yes, please.
I was just thinking the other day. I thought to myself, I was just looking at my son walking in, and he's good. He's in his prime. You know. And then I thought to myself, yes, he is. He's in his prime. He looks great. Mm. You know, 24 or whatever. And then I thought to myself, no, I actually don't believe there is one prime. And
ooh.
I'm not going to say anymore that so-and-so is in their prime.
Ooh.
Even though my son looks wonderful in his prime, I thought, no, I'm in my prime now. And so is my mum. And so is Pearl. And so is my dad.
Ooh.
You can be always in your prime.
Prime is only measured by cultures that stop moving.
That's right. I'm like, I can be jolly well in my prime at 40s. And if you're just starting your health journey now, your prime is yet to come. Your prime is going to hit you. Even when you're older, you're going to be even more in your prime. So let's not stop saying, well, I'm not in my prime anymore. Or, you know, or they're in their prime because that you're looking at some 18-year-old, 25-year-old.
Back when I was in my prime, I refuse that to come out of my lips.
You ever met Colin Campbell?
Yeah.
You ever?
No, I met that guy, our dad.
In his prime.
Yes, totally. He is.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
If there is one thing we trim healthy mamas have in common, it's we love flavor. We love extracts because they vibe up your food.
Oh, they totally vibe it up. And they vibe it up without having to add a bunch of extra calories. You want your cake to taste all buttery?
Mm.
Just put a little butter and then throw in some extract. And then you're like buttery heaven.
And you don't want to become bored with life. So in your shake, throw in some cherry extract.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Hey, you want a pineapple flavored oatmeal?
Oh, yeah.
Put some pineapple in there. I mean, but here's the issue. Most extracts available these days are artificial. Junk
and
in them.
They have propylene glycol.
And
no.
Yeah, and they taste a little bit
artificial.
Edgy alcoholic type thing.
Yeah.
And some of them are weak. So we went about to create our own Trim Healthy extracts, and we called them Trim Healthy Natural Bursts because they're so natural, you see.
Oh, yeah. I love a good, listen, I even put flavor bursts in my popcorn. I put the butter extract and it tastes like movie popcorn, people.
I use my caramel natural burst extract every day.
Ooh,
I put it in my teas.
Ooh.
When I do like a lovely
salted
caramel oolong, but I even do it with black tea. I do it with chai tea. I put caramel burst in my afternoon coffee sometimes.
You can put it in your plain Greek yogurt and then you've got like a cheesecake flavor.
I put it in my baked goods.
Oh, yeah.
I think, and that's why caramel is our best-selling one, but we have 12 flavors, guys.
I love maple. Listen.
Maple.
If you put a dunk of stevia, just plain old stevia, our yummy, good, pure stevia, but you put that, then you add maple extract.
No,
I tell you what,
something.
It's like maple syrup. My daughter loves to put a little dunk of stevia and the maple extract in her almond milk because she used to, when she was a little toddler, love maple syrup and milk. And
yeah.
It gives her that same thing.
I put maple extract in my oatmeal all the time.
Yeah.
So there, we actually have like, you can go on the website and pick which ones you want individually, like pineapple, cherry, all these things, chocolate, peanut butter, or we have
the apricot.
apricot.
Forgot about apricot. It's one of my favorite to add to like fruity bars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you can do a pack of six. We've got them divided and then you can choose, just click on the one you want. Buy all 12 or buy them individually, your choice.
Oh, yeah.
But get you some natural burst in your life. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So anyway, I love that you're making menopause your prime, Pearl.
Oh, it's totally my prime.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, I love this stage, and that sounds so weird, but I've come to realize that all of the challenges are actually incredible opportunities for great moves forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a lot of, I don't want to like really sell the book so much, but I feel like this Trim Healthy Wisdom book is going to be really awesome for many of you, even if you're not in menopause.
Even if you just naturally find it a little bit hard with the scale. And you're not in menopause.
For various reasons, thyroid.
Yeah.
When thyroid slows, people have trouble mm-hmm. with weight, right? Well, do you know that when you get into menopause, your thyroid naturally slows down? So it's a similar experience. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, my thyroid is stuck and I can't lose weight. And then you hear people in menopause saying, I'm in menopause and I can't lose weight. Similar things are happening.
Right. So you can listen to these menopause ideas.
And that's why carbs are so important during menopause.
Yes.
And if you have a thyroid problem.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And if you have PMS, carbs. Mm-hmm. Can address that problem.
Yeah.
I want to talk a couple other grocery things I've been meaning to talk to you about. Serene, I don't know what you're going to say about this, but I want to release people.
Mm-hmm.
Always in our other books, I think up until Rashida's book, and then I said, Rashida, let's loosen up a little bit. We'd always say use coconut oil spray if you're using an E and just use a small amount of coconut oil spray. Well, I think there was maybe one coconut oil spray that actually worked without sticking.
Mm.
But these days, I just use olive oil spray because it's just such a small amount. I don't
use it all day long.
Yeah, so you do too.
Yeah, I just say coconut oil spray if I'm going to say it for an official recipe. But at home, I'm just putting on the cheap stuff from Aldi's olive oil, extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, because it works better.
But guys,
I
don't want to cause a little bit of a purist freak out here right now. I only found this out last night.
What?
I don't know what to think about it. I thought it was extra virgin olive oil, and I'm always like a microscopic ingredient reader.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to bake my bread in Dutch ovens. I'm so excited. And you know how you look after your iron cookware with just grease it. Like you just spray a little oil on and rub it in with a paper towel and it's after every use, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was just using my olive oil from the regular store and I put it in the oven afterwards, heated it up a little bit. And then when I took it out, it's like I felt like there's a silicone stickiness. This is awful. I scrubbed for hours with different things. I couldn't get it off. I feel like I've ruined my stuff. I'll have to like do a big scalding in hot water and scrub more. But I read in the ingredients, there's silicone something or other.
You have to look it up. Look it up.
There's silicone in it and I could feel it.
But is that edible? Because they can't put stuff in food.
Yes. Yeah, well, the FDA thinks a lot of things are edible that aren't edible. Well, so
I never noticed it until the iron, unless it's something that reacts to the iron. But I'm telling you what, I think we can use olive oil, but we've got to look.
If you're worried about it, you buy one of those little fine mister sprays. Like you can get them from Pampered Chef and other places. Yeah, I think even regular stores have them, and you can just put your oil in and it doses it about the same way.
Oh, it's brilliant. I actually have one for MCT oil, and every spray is a quarter of a teaspoon.
Yeah.
I would love to know the FDA's actual definition for edible.
Yeah.
Like their legal, what they consider edible. Off topic.
Literally, it's a whole scale over my whole thing.
Well, that's interesting. I'm personally not going to worry about it. I'll probably still use it, but I just wanted to release people to say that Serena and I do use, if we're going to properly fry something like, tuna patties or salmon patties or salmon, and I'm going to use like more than a quarter teaspoon of oil, I'm going to use like a saturated fat that's more stable in heat.
Yeah.
But there's just such a small amount.
Oh, no, I'm spraying olive oil. Yeah. It's so negligible.
Works better and it's cheaper too.
And I'd always have to go to a special grocery store to get the coconut one.
I know.
We're going to stay at my Aldi's and get the olive oil one.
We're 22 minutes in. We have to be done by 30 minutes. Serena, I've got one more. Do you have anything to say about grocery finds, or what were you going to add to this pod day?
I'm just adding,
Didn't you have a grocery thing you were talking about the other day?
You mean I've got recipes, but not grocery things?
It was eggplant. You talked
about. No, but that's a recipe.
Yeah, well, you can share. I just shared a recipe.
Okay.
Your whole other thing was about not having eggplants go off either.
Oh, yeah, because I love eggplants. I just love them. And I have this wonderful favorite recipe I do with eggplants, but you need energy to make it. I actually have a video of it probably. It was like the special almost crepe, egg crepe, and it had eggplant inside of it. And it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Remember that, girl?
I remember. I always wanted your eggplants.
It's amazing. And I went through this really amazing stage of life when I just made it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But that is gone, long gone.
Yeah.
And so I keep buying an eggplant every week thinking I will do it. And I
don't.
And they're always ending up rotten and so annoying. And I know how healthy eggplants are. They're super healthy. And even if you can use the purple skin.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so high in anthocyanins. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
It's an
antioxidant. And I love eggplant because it's another one of those silky, succulent veggies. When it's cooked, it goes into – I love veggies that are not so al dente. I love them when they wilt.
And I love them when they taste fatty.
Yeah.
You only have to add fatty. Like half a teaspoon of MCT oil to something with an egg, like a personal serving of an eggplant dish, and it tastes like it's been fried.
It does.
So good. Well, so this is what I've decided. This is what I did the other day. I went to Kroger's and the eggplant was like 99 cents each for big, fat, huge ones, like on steroids. So I'm like, oh, they're too good. And I'm going to buy three. And I'm going to make my little crepe thing every day, I said. But I came to the end of the week and I still hadn't done. I'm like, oh, I can't rot eggplants again. So I just got them out of my counter and I just quickly, roughly chopped them all up. I took the ends off, but I left all the purple skin on and just chopped them up. And it was nothing complicated. None of this, sprinkle salt, then lay paper towels. You know how people do all weird stuff like that?
Eggplant it's so much pressure on how to do eggplants right.
Nah, I just chopped the thing up, mate. Stuck it in a Pyrex.
Yeah.
Not single file, these cubes. I let it be all on top of one another.
Love that.
Okay.
Easy.
And there was a goal to that.
Okay.
Because it was going, as I roasted them, it was going to keep the moisture in. Each little eggplant was going to hug the other eggplant and put steam it into it,
They were going to hug one another to death.
So guess what I did? I just, for three big fat eggplants, I put like a good couple of tablespoons of MCT oil.
So you put three big fat eggplants in a 11 by 13 type Pyrex type.
Yeah.
A big Pyrex.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what the measurement was, Pearl, darling. But it was, I just made it so it's all the way to the top.
Yeah.
And all the cubes were in there. Yeah.
Got it.
Lego was filling the thing.
Yeah.
And then so I used MCT oil. I used black pepper. I used Hubby Loving seasoning.
Yeah.
Some extra nutritional yeast too. Mineral salt and
The Hubby Loving would make it nice because there's a tiny bit of Parmesan cheese in there.
Oh, so yum. And then, so this is, it was very light S because for everybody who was going to eat it, there wasn't a lot of fat in it, right?
No.
And then I covered it with another Pyrex.
Okay. So you gave it room to steam.
And then I put it in. But I didn't add water.
You gave it room to steam.
Yeah,
so the other Pyrex was above it in like a boat
shape tipped over upside down? Like a canoe upside down?
Yes, and you could put anything on. You could put a cookie tray on and go, I don't care what you want to put on top.
I thought it was a special reason the steam could go
up. No, it's just I didn't want it to get all dry on the top.
Okay.
Okay, so then I baked it at 350 and I just went off and did my life. And I came back about 45 minutes to an hour later.
Yeah.
Actually, wrong. I did come a couple of times and stir it in between. Okay. Okay. So about 45 minutes to an hour later. I mean, this is not like any rocket science. You could have come back an hour and 15 minutes later. I mean, it's not like the gushier the better, right? It was so soft. All the purple skin had no chew. Oh, I've got skin between my teeth.
You don't want that. Yeah.
No, it was all like, I felt like I was in Spain.
Ooh.
And that a cup of olive oil had been poured on it.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was in my prime.
Yes, yes, you were.
I was like a Spanish lady in her prime.
Yes, you were.
And I knew this eggplant had done it to me.
Hey, that's the name of your next CBD oil supplement is Spanish lady in her prime.
Yes. Anyway, so people, but this was my goal. Okay, so my family loved it so much, we all just gobbled it up. But my goal was, who cares if there's leftovers? Now it's not rotting.
No, it's cooked.
I just take out a little quarter of a cup every day and I could put it on the side of my salad or heat it up with my on the side of my scrambled eggs or I could do whatever I blinking well wanted, but it wasn't rotting in my fridge.
And you knew it was that good that it would be used up.
Oh, I knew it was that good. And I knew that,
it
took 10 seconds to get luscious Spanish lady prime stuff. You know, it's not like, oh, I've got to make a crepe.
No.
So that's why I want to do all three at once.
I love that. Dan, do you love the eggplant or are you not familiar with it?
I am so unfamiliar with eggplant.
Because you're a Spanish man in your prime for real. So why? Why are you not eating of the eggplant?
I just listened to this podcast.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why.
And now you shall be.
I'm on the way.
Yeah. You're on the way to Kroger on your way home on your jolly motorbike.
And don't even think egg or anything. Eggplant, if you haven't really delved into eggplant much and you're not familiar with it, it has no sulfurish egg taste. It's got nothing to do with
it.
It's very mild.
It takes on the flavors of what you give it.
Yeah.
And then it becomes luscious.
It's a vehicle for flavor. It's a container for flavor.
I love it with fried eggs.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, do you know what I love it with too? What? Like a really, really, really good... don't worry, I'm not slathering a lot for your wise prime menopause season.
No, there's people
like,
not
like
in their
a,
prime.
Like a
so
hot
they can
oil,
have it.
A hot chili oil.
Yeah, yeah.
You put a little bit of that on top.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Serene, there's still places for that.
Yes.
I don't want the whole Trim Healthy Mama world listening here and thinking, oh, we have to be all so stringent and wise like Pearl now.
No, because listen, I'm
We're
eating a smoothie right
seasons.
Now with full fat.
Yeah.
Kefir, like full fat, and it has two egg yolks in it and a bunch of pumpkin seeds in it. I'm stilling I eat a lot of
yeah, we just eat all of us go with that eat. I liked that, Serene. So we're at 28 minutes.
I love it. Full stop. Period.
We're done. You yeah, we're good.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be
trim healthy mama to stay. Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.